Hello, Look Lux team here. We're very lucky girls today. We're about to interview and have a lovely chat. Interview's not the right word, is it? Have a lovely chat with a good friend of ours, Daniel from the Greyhound restaurant in Beaconsfield. And the last time we saw Daniel, do you want to be called Daniel or Dan?
You can call me Dan.
Last time we saw Dan, he is here, was in just before lockdown on Friday the 13th of March.
Yeah, and we're not superstitious people. It's not our fault the lockdown happened.
No.
So yeah, it was the 13th of March, which, and today is the 14th of July, so it was nearly to the day 4 months.
Wow.
Yes.
Since I saw you.
And we know that you opened in December, so we just wanted to have a chat. You're about to reopen, and tell us a bit about your story. Welcome, Dan. Tell us about your story and how you got to the point of opening your fabulous new restaurant.
Oh, bless you. Thank you, lady. So, as you said, the Greyhound Pub and Dining in Beaconsfield. We opened in December 2019, and as you so rightly said, 14 weeks later, we obviously had to close the doors. But we're very excited to reopen again, which will be Wednesday, the 22nd of July. So all go at the moment. Between myself and my wife, we've been blessed to work for some fabulous people in some fantastic restaurants over the years, and it was always our goal to have our own place. Mm-hmm. When we found this spot in Beaconsfield, it was an absolute no-brainer, actually. The community, the area, you know, the building itself, which was from the minute we saw the building, it was just an absolute, we did have in our business plan, you know, we could show you on paper, you know, exactly what sort of space we wanted and what we wanted to create. Mm. We went to visit a few different places, but this was exactly what we were looking for. So, we're modern British food. We have a couple of bars actually here. For guests are also, of course, more than welcome to pop in for a drink or two or three or five. here we are.
I know, scary times, and you put so much work into it, and then everything. None of us were expecting this. I remember on New Year's Eve, everybody's doing the usual thing. Oh, let's have an amazing year this year. And who could have predicted that? You couldn't have.
We couldn't have planned this. We were very lucky that day we came to see you that beautiful Meg Ray showed us around.
Yes.
Showed us the restaurant and the whole restaurant and upstairs and your lovely lounge area and the garden. You've got such an amazing space there. So we're really excited that you're ready to reopen and welcome guests in. So we're just wondering, what sort of things do you have planned for your customers? We were thinking about your summer menu and summer cocktails.
Sure. I mean, you know, obviously, firstly, when we opened in December, you know, the outside space wasn't open, although, you know, we spent all of last year refurbing the building and the garden. I'm making it sound like like it's Windsor Castle, it's definitely that big. And the garden. Obviously now, particularly in lockdown, you know, we've managed to spend a lot of time our new furniture's arrived. We've been planting lots of different, you know, fruits and vegetables and herbs, which have just gone crazy because obviously the month of May was so warm.
Yes.
And then we've had so much rain and now it's starting to, you know, become a bit more warm again. So everything's growing crazy. So the chefs are going mad, of course, because they're really excited to get back to it. So firstly, we're really looking forward to actually launching the garden because, of course, when we were open before, we didn't actually utilise it because it was winter. Marguerite's working hard on some new cocktails, you know, dark and stormies and Negronis and gin doctors, martinis, you know, just to name a few. We're playing around a little bit with a sort of special Bellini. So we want to sort of our take on the Bellini, and we want to sort of change seasonal Bellinis, but we want to use some quite, quite unique flavors to say the least. So we've been playing around a lot with that. And Adam, you know, Adam Hay, our head chef, he's also been, working very hard. He's been itching, you know, to get straight back into the kitchen. So, he's been working very hard on his new menu, which we're also very excited about. Obviously, you know, nice lights with, you know, Devon crab and Cornish mackerel and plaice. And we're really excited. I don't want to talk too much about that because I'll get hungry otherwise. But,
have you had your dinner yet?
No, not yet. But
no, we're
Oh, I love it.
So you're blessed with a good outside space. I mean, the interior is amazing. You've got an amazing eye for design and decor, but you've also got this amazing outside space. So it'll be a blessing going forward because you can have extra covers out there.
Well, yes. I mean, obviously with the situation, we've been working really hard on ensuring that, we're really, really excited when the government said that they feel that it's now safer for us, to reopen. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we didn't reopen on the 4th when we could have done. We've taken obviously our time to just for us to make sure that we're completely, 101% ready. Yeah. We've had funny enough screens arrive today. They've been fitted by our furniture makers, so they match our furniture. But we've had to, we have had to take a few tables out. We've had to reduce covers inside as well, mm-hmm. To make sure that we're following the guidelines of social distancing. But yes, outside, absolutely. We've got 6 beautiful tables for dining outside, all very, very well spaced. And I'm sure you remember, ladies, upstairs the winter bar, as we call it, or the winter lounge, which is obviously rather large. We actually close that usually in the summer. So what we've decided to do now. When we set up outside, we will set up upstairs inside as well. So if the weather turns, we can actually guarantee you a socially distant table inside. So we are very lucky. Yes,
that's really good. And you mentioned the chefs in the garden. Do you have a kitchen garden? You grow in your own.
Yes, absolutely. So, in fact, where the decking is, we've put some of our own sort of planters in where we raised beds, where we've got all sorts of things growing at the moment, from gooseberries to loganberries, cranberry, strawberries. We've got cucumbers and leeks, corn, which has taken no time at all to just go crazy. I mean, wow. They're like 6 foot already. Oh, it's nuts. So, but lots and lots of herbs, which is beautiful, courgettes.
They look beautiful too as well, don't they? Yes,
absolutely. And it's right by the it's very close to where the guests are dining, so they can oversee that, they can actually see what they're eating and growing. It's really beautiful.
Oh, that's lovely.
Avril's been growing her own tomatoes, so if you need some tomatoes, I think probably in about a month's time.
Yes, I was a little late to the party, and a few cucumbers. They're all still.
Oh wow!
First time ever.
I know. I've been here.
Wow.
For a long time.
I think it's been a really good year for it, yeah.
I think it is, because we've had an amazing piece of sunshine there, haven't we? It's almost an early
Definitely.
Summer.
Yeah. So tell us about your head chef. Who is your head chef?
So Adam Hayes. So Adam actually started with us when we opened last year. He actually started as our sort of senior sous chef, if you like. And in February, we promoted him to head chef. So he knows the area very well. He's done stints at different restaurants all across the country. We get on very well. We have a very similar sort of vision. One thing that I really enjoy about him, to be honest, enjoy working with him, is criticism for him is something he really enjoys. I know people say that, we interview 50 chefs to take the head chef position on here, and everyone says the same thing, of course, rightly so, but he really does. And if we want something to be changed, or if the guest has a comment, he listens, because he and that's really important. And I think that's already in like I say, just the 14 weeks that we managed to open, credit to him as well, that so many guests came back for a particular dish or he's a great guy. We've got some great guys in the kitchen. We've during this time as well, we wanted to do it anyway, but we've managed to actually extend a bit of the kitchen, so we now have a whole pastry section. And what that means now is not only do we have a pastry section, but it means that we have enough space for each individual chef in the kitchen to have their own section, so they're all apart from each other. So it's just, and that's just, I mean, that's, I'm not going to say that, you know, I mean, that is definitely helps, but we want to do that anyway, but it certainly is perfect timing for us to be able to do that.
It is, isn't it? Because you have to be very careful, not just with customer spacing, but also with social
distancing
with the team.
Well, we teamed up with, you know, during this time, since obviously everybody's been, you know, furloughed, we teamed up with Positive Safety Training, who are amazing. We did an accredited mental health course for any of the team that wanted to do it. You know, we've made sure that they're very much involved, and they all passed. I'm pleased to say it was 9 of us all together. Quite an intense course, but really good. And, you know, the whole theory behind it really is you know, when we have our, you know, particularly new members of staff or any staff that are already here, you know, we want people to be able to, when you spend so many hours in one place, it's good to you know, especially, you know, at this level, you know, we do work very hard, they do well lots of hours, they do, you know, they do, you know, they do have a lot of responsibility, each individual. You know, we want everybody to feel safe, secure, and to be able to talk to one another. So and by doing that during this time, you know, with the web chats, it's been so much fun. It's brought everybody even closer together, particularly the newbies I'm talking about.
Yes.
But we've also ensured that not one member of staff will come back until they've completed, again, an accredited COVID-19 infection prevention course. And so all of our staff are fully, fully trained and qualified, as much as you can be, because, of course, yes, you know, everything's changing all the time. But, we're fully aware of that.
But that's amazing that you've looked after everybody, because you need the team to feel safe and secure. It's very, very important.
Definitely.
I think that training sounds amazing. You touched on something. I just want to ask you about furlough. So you were able, thankfully, the government set up a scheme. You were able to furlough everyone and keep the team in place.
Yeah, I mean, we're really lucky. I mean, you know a lot of them anyway, and they certainly remember you because you're all beautiful voices, of course. But you know, that's true, by the way. That's true. We've seen you before.
Oh,
brilliant.
Thank you, darling.
We're very lucky because, you know, a lot of staff sort of come from all over the country to come and work with us. You know, like I say, you know, we really are a family. We really value everybody that work with us. Yes, it was good that we were able to furlough everybody, definitely. There's a couple of guys that just started with us, who we value greatly. You know, we know them anyway, but they only just started, so they weren't eligible for furlough, so we've done our best to look after them. You know, when I say do our best, you know, it's a 14-week-old business at that point. It was, we had to be very careful, but we've done everything we can to make sure everyone is as well looked after as possible. And you know, I hope that I know that the team know that, you know. And it's not just us, it's all of us, all of the team, between everybody looks after everybody. There's 14 of us all together, and of course, everyone has their ups and downs.
But
we all. Absolutely.
You're talking to
absolutely.
Two sisters here, Dan.
Well, okay, we'll move on quickly then.
I just think it's such a lovely thing, because you are running a family business. It's you and your lovely wife, and you're heading up this team, and you're really looking after people. I think that's so important, and it's so nice to have a business that, you know, you're putting your heart and soul into, and your passion.
And you call it a family. I think that's really lovely.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that, I mean, you know, like I say, we've been blessed to work in lots of different, you know, places for different people. And, you know, it's you know, one thing that we've always valued is a team. And I think that, you know, now it's sort of our turn, or it is our turn. You know, we've got our own place to be able to really, you know, to really value everybody. And you know what? It's, you know, you get so much more from everybody when you look after them anyway.
You do. I'm a firm believer in that. Yeah.
I mean, you know, don't, you know, I think that, you know, we're extremely passionate people. We, you know, we love what we do. We love our guests. You know, we're very passionate about service. You know, and of course, with passion comes, you know, a lot of determination, a lot of discipline, a lot of, you know, so of course, you know, we work very hard, and we are very disciplined. But, you know, I don't see why you cannot be like that, but also look after the people who ultimately are working with you every day.
If you look after everyone, the business, they will look after you.
that's what I say. Everyone's like a herb in that garden.
Keep them growing. And talking about your lovely wife, how is Meg Gray?
Yeah, she's all good. She's good. Obviously, we're looking forward to getting the doors back open. But I think she's also enjoying you know, mixing different cocktails and sampling different wines and what have you. You know, we're quite lucky. You know, there's lots of different sort of wine suppliers that are knocking on the door every day saying, try this bottle of wine. You know, we want this on the list when, you know, and of course we have to drink it.
We're having a lovely wine right now as well.
Oh, good. Yes.
What day is it?
It's Tuesday. It's wine day. Whatever day it is, doesn't
it's
matter.
Wine time,
it's 1 o'clock, definitely. Definitely. But no, she's really good, thank you. Like I say, you know, we're everybody's working hard regardless of the situation. You know, we're all just want to get up and running and going back to do day to day what we started off doing.
You were rudely interrupted.
Lockdown. Absolutely, yeah.
So your diary is open, the phones are ringing off the hook. How far in advance do we need to book a table, Dan?
Do you know what, it's a question we get asked all the time, and I think ultimately, if you need to know when you like a table, try and book it. You know, I can tell you that availability, you know, there might be an available table for this Saturday night, the Saturday afternoon when we're open. As it happens, we're actually fully booked most of the dinners of the first week, but what I'm saying is, you know, by chance you could ask for a table in 3 months' time, we could also be fully booked on that particular evening. So as soon as you know when you'd like a table, let us know. But also, you know, I think that particularly with Open Table, and I know other, of course, guest reservation systems, you can do the same, but you know, if you want to sort of check availability, you can do that quite easily, because you just go onto the website, you know, click on the date that you like, the time that you like, ideally how many people, and you can see what's available, so you can normally see, you know, you can normally gauge when you can grab a table normally.
So how do you prefer people to book, call you up or Open Table?
Do you know what, you know, for us, I mean, obviously at the moment it's literally only myself manning the phones, but when we're back opening, whatever's convenient for our guests, be it, you know, on the phone, be it Open Table, whatever's convenient. I mean, obviously Open Table is very convenient these days. For everybody, particularly with their apps and everything. But the phone's also manned as well, so that's really not a problem.
Good. I think people, everyone likes the different thing for them in terms of how to book. I think Open Table as well. I talk to people a lot about this, and I think they like the sort of, for your business, you're a very personal business, personable and personal, and people like to talk to you directly, but some people don't like contact, they just like the anonymity of booking Open Table.
Yeah,
and booking
true.
And turning up. So in terms of business, any channel is good at this point as well. Yes,
absolutely. And let's give your social media a plug. So your Instagram is the Greyhound Beaconsfield. We love looking at pictures on there. And where else can we find you?
Well, our website, which is greyhoundbeaconsfield.co.uk. Mm-hmm. We're also on Facebook as well. Under the Greyhound Beaconsfield Pub and Dining on Facebook.
And you're open for lunch and dinner?
We open lunch from Wednesday to Sunday, and we open dinner Wednesday to Saturday, and then we close Mondays and Tuesdays.
Okay, well, everybody needs to book in, I suggest, because it's fabulous.
Definitely.
And you're lovely people, you're such lovely people, and you've got business there.
Oh, thank you. We do try. We're also very lucky with the guests, you know, the amazing guests that we have and support, and amazing people like yourselves. You know, we are very blessed, and we certainly acknowledge that. So that also helps a lot.
Well, when things come back, you will be flying, because you've got a fabulous restaurant.
Thank you so much.
Amazing food. So I don't think you'll have a problem. No. So.
Oh, we can't wait to book a table and come and join you.
Oh, you're always welcome.
One day very soon.
Always welcome.
Lovely. We'll ring you though. We're not doing Open Table.
No.
We'll ring you for chat.
That's fine. You can text me, ladies. That's not a problem.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it was lovely to talk to you.
Thank you so
Dan,
much.
Oh, you too. Dan at the Greyhound Beaconsfield. Book in now, everybody, because, you know, it's going to get very busy.
Yep, the doors open on the 22nd of July.
Correct, yes.
Fabulous.
Thank you very
Thank
much,
Thank you so much,
darling.
Dan. We'll speak to
Thank
you,
you
soon.
Thank you, ladies. Look forward to it. Thank you.